Chatting with good buddy Gabe Rodriguez about growing up in the company of his grandpa, who was a hunting mentor because grandpa lived in Illinois and was very active with pheasants forever.
In the Midwest, you're going to just see whitetail and you're going to see a lot of pheasant because of the corn. Right?
That is correct. And so he exposed me to that when I was younger and I took to it, loved it, and continue to love it today. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of wild pheasant presence in Idaho, but there is in Eastern Oregon. Fortunate enough to go out to North and South Dakota and hunt pheasant there, which is an absolute game changer for anybody that has not had an opportunity to do that. Number one, it's not super expensive because it's North and South Dakota. And number two, it's an experience of a lifetime. I'll never forget it. I've got vivid memories of that. I've got vivid memories of doing it in Illinois with my grandfather as well.
Let me stop you right there for just a second. On the Illinois side, you go to a lot of outfitters and you get into put and take operations on the pheasant. To me, that's okay, but boy, wild pheasant or something special. In the Midwest, is there a lot of wild pheasant out there?
In the Midwest, they do have wild pheasant out there. That is correct. And of course, there's a number of different outfitters and whatnot, but his family, they were down in the Corn Belt of Illinois. And the Corn Belt is down there in southern Illinois, and that's where they say that corn and soybean grow the best, and they can harvest the most crops each season.
Bringing farming and hunting together, not an unfamiliar story. Thanks, Gabe. Sure hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.